way that you provide for us. Thank you for this new day. Thank you for sunshine and rain. Thank you for a home. Thank you for our family. Thank you for the way that we can get money to be able to buy things, whether that's when we're working or whether we're retired. But thank you for the provision that you give us. We pray that you would help us to be generous with all that you have given to us, that we would share that with those who have less. We pray for wisdom in how we distribute the money that comes into the bank and into the bags. Help us to pay in the right way to things that are needed. And what we give, Father, will you multiply it and make it do even more than we can ask or imagine. We pray for Christian Aid that again they will be wise in their spending and that you will increase all that they need to be able to do the things that they are doing throughout the world. And for us now, open our ears and our minds to what you want to say. Help us to understand your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to do a very, very short talk because there's been a lot already said, so I'm hoping that some of that will sort of come into what we're doing. So we're thinking about communication. I don't know if you think about this, but God speaks. God speaks. In Genesis, we're told that God spoke and then there was light and water and plants and sea creatures and birds and land animals and people. God spoke and it happened. God communicated with all that he had made. Just imagine if you were Adam or Eve in that very beginning, having that ability to speak with God. Genesis 11 tells us that something happened, that people all spoke the same language at that point, so they could all talk to each other. There was none of the needs for different languages. They could speak to each other. But they decided that they would use that in the wrong way. And they decided that they'd try and make a name for themselves, the Tower of Babel. We shall build a tower that reaches to heaven, and then everybody will see us. And God said, no, that's not going to happen. So we're told that God confuses them, and they no longer spoke the same language. So they couldn't work together to build this big tower. They can't communicate easily. But you know what? God did not stop communicating with them. It wasn't about God saying, I'm not going to speak to you anymore. Have you ever had friends who have done that? I'm not speaking to you. God didn't do that. They hadn't done the right thing, but God says, I'm still going to speak to you. We who have heard and understood God's word concerning Jesus are very fortunate. I don't know if you ever think about that, the fact that we have the Bible in our language. And I think most people here would have it in their language. But Wycliffe Bible translators report that there's still 1 in 5 people around the whole world who don't have God's word in their language. So they don't understand about Jesus in their context and in their culture and in their language. We've heard today how when the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost, the confusion of Genesis 11 was reversed. Instead of them not understanding what was going on and being heard by the disciples, the friends of Jesus, they were like, did you hear that? He's just spoke the way I understand. I understand what he's saying. That was reversed. They could all understand about Jesus. And this promise, as I say, of power was not just for then. I'm so grateful that the Holy Spirit works in me and through me to help me to communicate about Jesus, to help me to shine for Jesus, shine into the dark places where I might find myself. amongst my family, my friends, my workmates, my communities, places that don't yet know about Jesus. God is always willing to communicate with us. But are we willing to hear? It's a bit like this.
Text on 6:18:12 from Keith, who says the 100 members of the Alsford Community Choir are excitedly preparing to perform at the festival at 1 p.m. today.
Those radio waves are there, but unless I tune into them, I'm not going to hear what's being said. God is speaking, but unless we tune in, we're not going to hear. So some of the activities that we're going to do, I want you to reflect on that idea, that question. Am I tuned in to God? If you have a Bible at home, do you ever open it? Or does it just sit there gathering dust? When you meet with people, like in church, people who love Jesus, do you talk about what God has done and what he's saying? Or do we just talk about the football or the weather? Do we tune in to what God is doing and saying around us? So we're going to get an opportunity, we're going to get 15 minutes to reflect on that question. So the activities are, I'm going to start over here. This first one, the streamers, and I want you to just write a little prayer on the streamer.